You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Jacqueline Gomes, owner of CKO Kickboxing in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. CKO Kickboxing has taken the training elements found in boxing and kickboxing and developed a total body workout in a 1 hour class. Jacqueline, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You are so welcome. So first of all, Jacqueline, how long have you been with CKO?
Well, Eric, I started off as a member, as many franchise owners have, and I opened my own CKO location in March of 2013.
And what was the inspiration behind your opening up your own gym?
Well, my background is in health, so I've been a registered dietitian for about 11 years now. And I've worked in a variety of different settings, healthcare settings, things like hospitals, clinics. I've done research, and just before opening my gym, I was working in health and wellness marketing as a corporate dietitian for a major supermarket chain. So what transpired is that I had a lot of drive, determination. I was always looking to grow my career in some way, and I had done that. But somewhere along the way, as I got deeper into corporate culture, I had lost that one-on-one time that I had once spent with customers or consumers. So I wasn't really working with people so closely as I had once done before. And the personal gratification I had felt from that was really lacking. So I wasn't really talking to people about their diet. I wasn't coaching them. I felt like I wasn't making an impact on people's lives in a positive way. So something in my mind and in my passion, I knew that I needed to take some kind of turn. So by a very interesting situation, one of my girlfriends had recommended I tried the CKO workout. I was like, okay, that sounds awesome. I love to work out. So when I discovered CKO, I thought to myself, wow, I can really integrate both here. I knew that I'd be able to integrate my passion for nutrition and for fitness all in one roof. So I also wanted to build my own business and had dreamed about that for a long time. So that's what led me to opening my own place.
Very exciting as well, I might add.
It was.
Now, what are some of the key misconceptions? There's so many out there, but what are key misconceptions that come with working out?
Well, I think the first one that I encounter is a lot is that people think that they already have to be in shape to get into some type of fitness regimen, and that's simply not true. For example, when you work out with CKO, it's geared towards all athletic abilities, both beginners and advanced. And the main reason for that is because our classes are structured in such a way that you can go at your own pace. So if you are a beginner and you aren't coming in with a great athletic ability, that's okay. That's everybody's story. That's how everyone starts out. And all of our instructors do give new folks an orientation before class starts so that you are familiar with those basic punches and kicks before you get started with your first workout. The other thing that I think is a misconception, or it could be actually an excuse, is that people don't have time. And yes, we live in a society where we're in so overwhelmed with all these different things that we have to do, but with our workout, and you can come in and in 1 hour you can burn up to 1,200 calories. And so if you could find 3 hours in your week to do your workout, then there's no excuse. We feel that we have a very comfortable, friendly environment. There's really no need to feel intimidated or scared. We want you to have a good time, and we really believe that when you do come to visit us, that it's going to be the best part of your day.
Today we're joined by Jacqueline Gomes, owner of CKO Kickboxing in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jacqueline, what would a typical day look like for you?
I like to call my day or my work day a reverse work day. And the reason for that is while the majority of folks are working, let's say, an 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. work day, the bulk of my day doesn't really start until around 3:30 in the afternoon. So in the mornings, I may teach a class. I'll open up my gym maybe for another instructor to teach. And when that class is over, I'll go home and I'll do some personal tasks, running errands. I love to cook and prepare meals for myself and my family, so I'll do that, maybe go food shopping. So things that people typically might do after work, I'm doing that maybe like around noon. So then in the midst of all this, I'm answering phone calls from the gym. So I have the ability to, you know, transfer those calls over to my cell phone, so I'll take those calls throughout the day. I'm also planning marketing for the upcoming months. I may be scheduling instructors for that week or for the coming weeks and, you know, doing other business-related activities. So all that happens throughout, I would say, the earlier part of my day. And then in the afternoon, when I'm ready to open my gym, that's when my real day, I think, begins. So I'll be teaching classes. I'll be engaging my members, talking to them, you know, making sure they're having a great experience, answering any questions that they may have. I'm also working prospects, trying to get folks to come into our gym so that they can take advantage of the free trial class. I'll also be walking new people through different membership options. So in the afternoons, that's really where the bulk of my business is driven, because we're really engaging with people one-on-one during those hours. At the end of the day, I would say I'm usually home between maybe 8:45, 9:45 at night, depending on the day. So I probably eat the majority of my meals at my gym, so I'm always, you know, bringing stuff with me. Yeah, so that's, you know, more or less what a usual day would look like for me.
You certainly don't have time to bat an eye, for sure. I'm sure you're staying very busy.
We're pretty busy.
No question about that. So tell me, describe what, or in particular, what you're passionate about at CKO Kickboxing.
Well, there are many things that drive a person personally, I think. For me, my passion for CKO really starts with my love of health and fitness. From the moment that I took my first class, I knew instantly this is what I wanted to do every day. So whether it was going to be working out there on a daily basis or running my own gym, I knew I wanted to have a part of this. And I had dedicated my whole career to helping people reach their health and wellness goals through nutrition. I mean, that's what I had done from the day I left college. So now to be able to add fitness to that passion really creates a full circle for me. It's what drives me every day. You know, when I'm going to quote-unquote work, I'm motivating people, encouraging them, empowering them to, you know, change their bodies and really their lives. And for me, that's where my passion is on a daily basis. So I feel pretty grateful and happy to be able to do this every day.
Lastly, what are some characteristics of a person that could be successful in operating this type of business, and should a potential owner be a fitness expert?
I don't think that you need to be a personal trainer or a fitness expert to run a successful CKO kickboxing gym. In fact, I'm pretty sure that you don't, because I came in not being, you know, a fitness expert per se. So what I do think you need to do is, or have, is a passion for the benefits of health and fitness, because that's what you'll be promoting on a daily basis. I think this is a great fit for someone who wants to be self-employed, someone who also is looking for a store-type environment. So, in other words, if you need to physically be there on a daily basis, you need to also enjoy helping people, you know, whether it be with their fitness goals or, you know, helping them to even get started and walk in the door. Lastly, I think if you want to have a great time at work, this is also a great way to be able to do that at the same time as running your business.
Well, it certainly sounds like you got some exciting things going on, and it is very clear that you're passionate about what you do. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you and also get more information online about CKO Kickboxing?
Absolutely. So you can visit CKO at ckokickboxing.com. You can actually easily search for the nearest location by going to our website. You can also find us on Facebook. Our personal Facebook page is CKO Lyndhurst, New Jersey, or NJ. And there's also some great videos on our website, some facts, questions and answers. You can get a lot of great information about the workout.
In conclusion, Jacqueline, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
The number one thing is to definitely get on board with some type of fitness regimen that you're doing on average 3 days a week. That's just for general health and well-being. Obviously, nutrition plays a role. You can't really talk about being healthy without choosing the right food. So making sure that you're following a healthy diet really comes into play. Even as a busy entrepreneur, you can certainly find time to work out, just like a CKO workout that you're in and out in 1 hour class, burning up to 1,200 calories an hour. Certainly a great way to stay fit. We hope that you'd be able to visit us at one of our stores.
Well, Jacqueline, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Jacqueline Gomes, owner of CKO Kickboxing in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, that has taken the training elements found in boxing and kickboxing and developed a total body workout in a one-hour class. And once again, the website of reference is CKOKickboxing.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.